News 11:30 time at 5:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
For years, she was held prisoner by her own mind. News 11:30's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Come Back award profiles with a look at the recipient in the mental health category.
Meet Erin Emmerou.
I remember hearing things that weren't real, but I don't remember when they started. I just know by age 5 that I was used to them.
From there, her mental illness escalated. An eating disorder, self-harm, and suicide attempts. Erin was in and out of the hospital more than a dozen times between 2001 and 2014, often from weeks to months at a time. Mental illness would also force her to pause her PhD studies, and it affected her relationships too.
Schizophrenia left me with a very fragile sense of self and self-esteem, and I think that led to my first marriage, which ended with him becoming quite abusive.
Today, Erin has found a way to live with her mental illness. She's a peer support worker at Vancouver Coastal Health, helping others navigate similar issues.
And I've been able to build up, over the 5.5 years I've been there, I've been able to build up some really strong relationships.
She also gives regular talks to students, helping illustrate to sufferers that they are not alone.
I do that to tell them that even if you're going through that, it doesn't define you, it's not the end point. And I just want to convey that kind of hope to others.
Hope and the courage to come back. I'm John Ackerman.
News 11:30 time, 6:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
She has schizophrenia, but she won't let schizophrenia have her. News 11:30's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Come Back award profiles with more from the recipient for mental health.
I've lived with schizophrenia so long, it is an integral part of me, but it's just one aspect.
That's Erin Emmerou. She had been hearing voices in her head for so long, she thought it was normal.
Everyone says, oh, the little voice in my head said this. So I thought that's what I was just dealing with.
But as she got older, her mental illness became worse.
My first hospitalization was after a suicide attempt. I stayed there 10 days, discharged, and within 4 or 6 weeks, I was back at the hospital. And during that 4-month hospitalization was when I got my first diagnosis of schizophrenia.
Today, she's a peer support worker and speaks to students about mental illness. She's also working on her second book about schizophrenia. But Erin remains humble despite all her accomplishments, including her Courage to Come Back award.
I just feel like I represent so many other people who haven't gotten this award and yet are just as deserving. I didn't know I was encouraging as many people as I realized.
I'm John Ackerman.
And News 11:30, by the way, is a proud sponsor of the 21st Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which are being handed out Wednesday, April 24th.